Hey, amiga, welcome to the Fearless Mujer podcast. I'm Micaela, a mother, published author, speaker, storyteller at heart, and a Chicana who loves Jesus and her cafecito. I'm a mujer who believes that every heart is worth healing. It's why I pour into the mission of helping mujeres create strategies to life's hurdles and setbacks, because I believe that every setback is just a stepping stone to something greater. Trust me, I've lived it. And I also believe that every mujer has a story worth telling. It's why I teach and coach women to build and share their story through podcasting. So what is the Fearless Mujer? It's a space created for the girl who has ever felt rejected, alone, misunderstood, judged, and without a seat at the table. It's a space for the girl who is ready to renew her mindset, let go of old versions that no longer serve her, and who's ready to step out of fear, stop caring what people think, and for the girl who's ready to fearlessly pursue the dreams God has put on her heart. So girl, I invite you to join me for real and raw conversations with mujeres who are no longer holding back. Grab your cafecito, hermosa, and let's do this. Hey girl, welcome to this bonus episode of the Fearless Mujer. All right, so I wanted to record this quick episode. Probably not going to do too much editing, just going to give it to you as it comes. But I wanted to jump in here and talk about something that I feel that we don't talk about very often. And it is what actually gives us the illusion that we aren't confident. Okay. And here's the thing. Okay. I had a business coach years ago who always explained to the group, right, to the mastermind group about the root of things. Okay. So here's the thing. And this is something to always think about if you aspire to be a mentor or a coach. There's always something that people want, but there's always the root of why they feel there's a struggle with that. Okay. And let me kind of elaborate. So if you feel that you don't have confidence, if you feel like you're not good enough, right? You're going to think that you feel that way because you're not confident. And to some extent, maybe there is some work that can be done with confidence. But then this is why there are these false expectations and illusion around how to get more confident. So then you may tend to do things that really are just a temporary fix, right? A band-aid. Maybe buy shoes, maybe buy a new lipstick, maybe go get your hair done, your nails done. And for the moment, you feel confident, but yet you never got to the root of why you felt not enough or like you were lacking confidence. Now, I'm not saying that getting your nails done, doing your hair, all the things isn't good, because I think as mujeres, we can find little ways like that to love ourselves, right? Like I had posted a little quick reel about, loving your inner niña and finding your simple. And, you know, I talked about why I love coffee, why it's so special to me. It's not just a hype drink, right? It's really, for me, a symbolic reminder of my grandma, Micaela. So you got to go check out the post so you can know what I'm talking about. But here's the journey I'm on, and that is loving my inner niña. And it really has come from just watching my daughter and the things that she's kind of gone through and just kind of navigating that season of being the mother of a teenage daughter. It is not always pretty, right? And so from that, though, let me say this. I'm thinking of hosting a Cafecito en Amigas with a little twist, and it is specifically for the person that is the mother of a teenage daughter. So if you have a teenage daughter and you're trying to navigate this season. It's been maybe a little bit, I don't know, a little bit high and low, and just you're not really sure, you know, like, how do I navigate this season? Because it's a little challenging. I'm hoping to have like just a community night, hangout where we can all just talk and be a place of support. So if you're down and you're interested, I do have an interest form. You can find it, in the show notes, or you can go to the link in the bio, and it's just an interest form for now, because I'm not really sure, you know, when or the details. So if you're like, yes, I'm in that season and I would love to meet other moms who are mothers of teenage daughters. And I had said I was going to call it Cafecito and Chifladas night, just, you know, moms of chifladas. But all that to say, just kidding, girl, just kidding. I think that sometimes, when you had to be very self-sufficient and grow up quickly, you can kind of look at your kids like, man, you're chiflado, right? But anyway, getting back to what I was saying about just kind of the root of stuff, right? If you're feeling like you're not good enough, you're struggling with that, and you're doing other things to kind of fill in the gap, right? Well, sometimes those things can be temporary, and it'll continue to be a cycle of you trying to fill that need, but never really truly being fulfilled, because you're not actually getting to the root of what's bothering you, of what's happening, right? And so that's why I say it's a Band-Aid, because if I have a cut, but I cover it and I put a Band-Aid and, you know, I just put another Band-Aid, I'm never really exposing it so that it can be cleansed, right? So that it can heal. And because, you know, if you think of a little kid, it's a little bit painful, even like to look at your blood, right? Or put some alcohol or something that might burn it, right? And so that's a lot of why subconsciously we won't dare go to the root of what's really going on. Okay. And why I talked about, for those of you that aspire to be coaches, because it's important to understand that and assess that when it comes to wanting to mentor people. You have to understand, where is their need? Where is the void? Where can I fill in the gap? Where can I help them with that? So here's the thing, okay? And this is something that I've learned, that I'm still growing in this area, because when you start to heal from certain things, then there's going to be other things that trigger you in order for you to heal that also. And I always say, as a believer in Jesus, as a believer, you know, someone who identifies as God's daughter, I always think that God sees so much in you that he is going to put you in a situation where you have to look at yourself so that you can work on those parts of yourself, because God sees so much in you. And I tell my clients all the time, like, you don't see yourself, right? Like, you really don't even see, you really can't see yourself, to be honest. You look in the mirror, but you only see a reflection of yourself. You'll never be able to really see yourself the way other people are looking at you from the outside. So you're just kind of going about your business, but you're not really seeing yourself. You're just kind of used to doing what you do. And I've said it before, we take for granted sometimes what we're good at, because we just know how to function like that, right? We just know, like, oh yeah, I know how to do this. It's easy for me. It's fast, whatever. And we don't realize sometimes that what is so easy for us to do is, like, for someone else, so hard. Like, they wish that they could do that, right? Here's the thing. If you feel like you're not confident, okay, you're feeling like, man, I'm not enough, I'm not confident, and you believe that, a lot of times it's not even that you're struggling with confidence. Because what I see as a life coach is women tell me where they're struggling, is women tell me why they're not enough. It's women tell me why they can't do X, Y, Z. And I sit there and listen and I see it all the time. And I'm like thinking, well, you're very confident when you're saying this, right? And so then I open up the dialogue of, do you realize that you just told me with conviction and confidence that you feel that you're not good at this, or that you feel like you suck in this area? So then I ask, is it really that you are struggling with confidence? Because I just saw a very bold, confident woman tell me what she thinks is wrong with her. What if I told you that you weren't struggling with confidence, but you thought that you were struggling with your confidence? Would you think that was crazy? How would that make you feel if I were to say that to you? Because here's the thing, amiga, if you feel, I'm not good at that, I suck at relationships, right? All the lies, all the limiting beliefs that you're actually repeating and affirming to yourself, if you're telling yourself, I'm not good at that, I'm not even going to do that because it's just going to mess up, I want you to start really thinking for a minute here about all the things that you tell yourself that are actually negative, that you say to yourself so much that cause you to think and feel that you're not confident. But what if I told you that it had nothing to do with your confidence, but more to do with you healing the parts of yourself that you have not healed? What if I told you that the whole reason you feel like you aren't confident is because you haven't healed your inner niña? You haven't healed that little girl inside of you that still has wounds. And the lens that you view things from is her lens. I want you to just for a moment, if you're driving, come back to this. Don't close your eyes. But just for a moment, close your eyes and picture yourself as a little girl. Whatever age comes to mind, doesn't matter. Just picture her. Picture the moments when she cried. Picture the moments when she was disappointed. The moments when she felt like she couldn't trust or she wasn't safe. Picture all of that. And I know this is a little deep for like a quick episode, but I want to make this example for you. I want you to just pay attention to those moments where she felt unseen, unheard. Because if you can pinpoint those moments, and now in your present day or recently or even last year, you can think of moments when you felt unsafe, unseen, disappointed, betrayed, rejected, all the moments when you have felt something negative or thought something negative. Would you agree that the feeling or the thought is the same as when you were a child? That is the easiest way to assess how you're viewing yourself and your situation. Because a lot of times, your lens is the lens of this unhealed niña, this little niña who you string along presently in your day, in your life, because in some way you're still trying to protect her. And her lens is what is making it hard for you to actually accept who you are today and see yourself as the woman you're becoming. Okay? Now, I'm going to go a lot deeper into this, you know, in season 9. I'm going to be wrapping up, in season 8, I'm going to be wrapping up season 7 pretty soon. And so I'm going to go deeper into this because, quite honestly, just, you know, being the mother of a teenage girl has caused me to really think about this. and kind of meditate on this, but also the season in my life, the journey that I've been on, where, you know, there's been areas where I'm like, whoa, this area has to heal more. Or, whoa, I didn't know that this is something that I needed to work on, right? I didn't realize that, you know, this struggle that I had in this area was because of, you know, this. Like, there's this whole connection that happens when you really allow yourself to go to those deep places of being real with yourself. Because here's the thing, you're not going to heal until you go deep into those parts that feel uncomfortable, ugly, and messy. You're not going to heal. And in the meantime, while you try to do all the things that you dream of and aspire to do in your passion projects, you're always going to be hindered. You're always going to be holding yourself back because there's this part of you that is looking at things from your inner niña that has not healed. Okay, so here's the thing. You want to be confident. You want to show up authentically. You want to be the woman that you always dreamed of, the woman that you could look up to, the safe woman, the healed woman, whatever it is for you, who you want to be, right? Who you aspire to be, who you dream of becoming. There has to be a part of you that heals your inner niña. Because as you heal her, you grow. As you heal her, you adopt a healthier mindset. As you heal her, your lens becomes healthier. The whole reason why you feel that you're not good enough, it's not because you're lacking confidence. I don't care who wants to tell me otherwise. Listen, okay? I will stand there and stand firm and stand my ground to what I'm saying because I've lived this and I've seen it with clients, okay? It's not your confidence. It's because a lot of this also has to do with your story, the story you tell yourself, your narrative. So if you're telling yourself a negative story, the story that you're telling yourself might not even be your story, but the story of that unhealed niña. And I'm telling you, I've seen this. You know, I worked with one of my clients who she was still telling herself a past story that wasn't fitting in with her, that wasn't aligning to who she was and where she wanted to go and her goals. And as she began to kind of realize that this story I'm telling myself, this narrative that I've developed is from a past version of me. And the reason that I even adopted that story was because of all the things I went through as a little girl that hurt me. So today, when I'm trying to do my passion projects and I'm trying to, you know, follow my big dreams, none of that aligns to me because that's not my story anymore. This is literally the work that we did. And understanding her new story and the lens that she needed to see herself from is what empowered her to branch out to start something completely new that actually aligned to her values. So as I'm kind of sharing this with you, it's very deep, and I definitely am going to be talking more of healing your inner niña on season 8 of the podcast. But I really just want you to shift your perspective on what you believe about confidence. Because what if what you have believed about being a confident woman is just something you adopted from other people or society? What if that doesn't even align to who you are today? What if the reason you think you're struggling in that area actually has to do with you not healing the parts of you that need to be healed? Wouldn't that change the way you're looking at things? But amiga, I am so thankful that you are part of this community of bold and fearless women. I know that it's hard to talk about these things that we have experienced as niñas, right? It's hard to talk about the people that made us feel unsafe or even think of the moments that that we were disappointed and felt rejected and unseen. But truly, this is the only way that we free ourselves into becoming the person we aspire to be. This is truly how we free ourselves into showing up authentically, into speaking our truth. This is truly how we stop apologizing and dimming our light and minimizing our gifts. And I believe that God wants that for us, because you're not here by accident, right? You're here because there is a bigger purpose beyond your wildest dreams. And so this is where season 8 is going to go into. We're going to go back to healing, which is what I originally started talking about, was healing. Because that's truly the only way that you become empowered. When you heal, you free yourself, and then you become the empowered woman. You don't try to be her. You just are her. So, amiga, here's the thing. I love you, and I want you to know that there is always deeper support for you. And if you're ready to believe bigger in yourself and grow your belief and heal those parts of yourself, right? And I call it an inner glow up, okay? I want to invite you to work with me one-on-one for the next 16 weeks, all right? They go by fast, trust me. I did this 2 years ago. I believe that this is the best thing for my community and for the mujer that is ready to grow at a deeper level. This is where you elevate your mindset. This is where you begin to take ownership of your story, your passion projects, and your goals. But this is where you also learn to make space for you. So I want to invite you to go ahead and just jump on a call with me so I can kind of assess where you're at. What are some of your goals? You can DM me on Instagram at the Fearless Mujer Podcast. You can also go to the link in the show notes, because I do have a form and I also have it in the bio on Instagram. So you can connect with me a lot of different ways, but Instagram's always best. Amiga, I love you. I promise you're not alone. I hope that this episode blessed you. Please share it with your amigas, because like I always say, something powerful happens when we lift each other up. God bless you.